Good morning and welcome back to another episode of Movie Deputy Reviews, where I am bringing you the latest and greatest mixed with a little bit of the older stuff mixed in. And that's actually what we're going to be doing today. We're going to be talking about a movie that came out in 2011. You may be wondering, why this movie? Well, as you've probably heard me mention about on previous episodes, we kind of have a theme going on this year. We have Godzilla vs. Kong, we have the Monkey Man that just came out, and then we've got Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. And so I'm like, okay, there's definitely a theme going on here. It's like, what is Hollywood trying to tell us? Or do we even really want to know? I mean, seriously. But with Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes coming out later in the year, I thought it would be best to go back and do The Rise of the Planet of the Apes. And then tomorrow, you are going to get Dawn of the Planet of the Apes. And on Thursday, you're going to get War of the Planet of the Apes. I'm fully aware that Kingdom is not opening up this weekend, but I wanted to bring these to you, just kind of open that doorway and that, just kind of get the conversation going a little bit ahead of the movie. And will this actually do that? I don't know. I don't know if it even matters, but I at least have fun doing it. And these were reviews that were originally up on MovieDeputy.com. And as they are switching to the podcast format, they are disappearing from MovieDeputy.com. Doesn't mean that they are disappearing completely, as I have them in my archive. But yeah, one by one, as we get this transition done, the reviews on the MovieDeputy.com will no longer be there, but it will be basically a static page to lead you here to these podcasts. So I hope you're enjoying it. If you are as much as I am, you know which buttons to push so that you always get the latest and greatest deputy content. Who's not going to have fun with this? And I know I'm having fun with this. I'm hoping you, as my listeners, are having fun with this as well. I get a lot of feedback, positive and negative, from kind of all over the place. And a lot of people want me to take it more seriously. And I'm just like, okay, that's not me. That's just not me. I'm goofy. I've got highs and lows, and there's not much in between. I'm proud to say I'm weird. Some people take it as a weird thing that I do that. Some people take it as a negative, like I'm being critical of myself. But no, I take weird as a compliment. I take geek as a compliment. I take nerd as a compliment. So yeah, I'm pretty weird on all of that. But I want to start with this one. I do want to say on these movies, they do have a guilty rating. If you have not seen these before, they are not necessarily what you might expect, but they really kind of develop the story for, I'm sure a lot of us have seen the original movies of like the Planet of the Apes and then the Tim Burton version of Planet of the Apes, which I'm going to get around to reviewing those too. But it's like, okay, how did we get to that point? And that's what Rise, Dawn, and War really give us, is how we kind of got to that point. And so it really fills in those gaps. And like I said, I did give all three of these movies a guilty rating. With Rise of the Planet of the Apes, I'm going to just go ahead and start with the score, which might surprise you a little bit. I gave Rise a 6.5 out of 10 on the Deputy scale. Now, why did I give it that score? Well, I want to share with you the review that I wrote, and then I'll go into a little bit more of that. And the original review that was on MovieDeputy.com is Alzheimer's, a disease that not only takes the life of the one suffering, but it takes so much out of those around them. In the search for the cure, we meet a scientist named Will, who, after nearly 5 years of research, makes a breakthrough. This breakthrough comes after animal testing on apes. One ape, in particular, develops sparkles in her eyes and is nicknamed Bright Eyes. While in captivity, Bright Eyes gives birth to a baby boy. This baby ape will change history. Amidst a presentation to begin human trials, Bright Eyes loses control and is shot. The program is ended, as well as the drug. But that doesn't stop Will, though. He takes matters into his own hands and ends up with more than he bargains for. The baby ape grows, and unbeknownst to anyone at the time, changes the world. Will continually develops the Alzheimer drug, known as ALZ-112, and runs into some difficulties. Along with that, the drug will progress as well. With some minor changes, it's effective once again and is back on track, both personally and professionally. With this new med profile, there are serious side effects, unintentional consequences, and amazing opportunities present themselves. Life will forever change for everyone, everywhere. Is it worth the cost? See, that really kind of gets into a deep question here. As you can tell, I'm done reading the review. But it's okay. If we could find a cure for Alzheimer's, but that cure meant the end of humanity, but it didn't mean the end of humanity for a few generations down the road, where would you draw the line? Like, where would one be okay and the other not? And again, it kind of gets into the whole morality thing with the testing on apes and animal testing, and it kind of goes into those deeper areas of that, and it's a really controversial topic as well. And it's violent, and it's emotional, and you're just drawn in, and you become part of the, it's like you become part of the story as you're watching these, because they just draw you in and you feel like you're part of this. And don't worry, even with everything that I just shared with you, that's no spoilers at all onto this movie. So if this is one that you have not experienced yet and you have it on Blu-ray or DVD, be sure to watch the bonus scenes. They're in the theater when this played. After all the credits were done, there was a bonus scene of like what was going to come next. And on the DVDs and Blu-rays, it's there. And I'm not sure where to find that on Instant Video. I'm not sure if it's like an extra that's just added into the end of the movie or what. That I'm not sure of. But there, like I said, there was some bonus scenes that, or a bonus scene on this one, that just really kind of showed where the story was continuing. And it just is like, wow. I mean, we've got video games that kind of simulate this kind of thing, but to actually see this in a film and to see this done, and they could have gone so many different directions with this, even back in 2011, then they really didn't take it too far with the whole political concept or anything on that. They really stayed true to the story itself without putting a lot of their own agendized stuff into it. Are there some mistakes in the movie? Absolutely. Is the story enough to carry it through? Again, absolutely. Hence why I gave it the score. A 6 is a good story, some flaws. A 7 is just kind of a memorable story and questionable content. And this kind of rides that fine line between the two. Hence why I gave it the 6.5. So if you have not embarked on this one yet and want to check it out, feel free to do so. It's like I said, I'm sure it's available on Instant Video. And you might want to check Hulu or Netflix. I'm not sure which of those platforms it's playing on, if any. But yeah, there are so many of these movies that are out. And there's so many, I guess, more to come. Because honestly, I thought after Rise, Dawn, and War, I thought that was the end of it. I didn't expect ever to see a Kingdom. So, and then it's just interesting to see how the story has progressed. So be sure to come back tomorrow as I will be here with Dawn of the Planet of the Apes. Till then, bye-bye.